Hi, this is a dictation for Dacia Johnson, DASIAJOHNSON. Date of birth is 3/14/97. Date of service is 6/6/2024. Date of accident is 2/11/2024. Dacia Johnson allegedly was involved in an automobile accident that happened on 2/11/2024. In the accident, she allegedly was involved. When a semi hit her truck and the damage was to her rear of the car and the passenger side. This accident happened at around 8:30 p.m. on 2/11. She was a restaurant driver of a Ford Edge, which was destroyed and had a total accident. This impact caused real anxiety, whiplash injury to the neck, head injury, pain in the neck and the mid back, upper back, lower back, the left shoulder, as well as shooting pain to the left arm and left legs. Pain in the left leg also was reported. Difficulty in walking was reported. The patient also had a weakness of the left arm as well as decreased ability to do the abduction or forward flexion. Pain in the shoulder was reported to be 7, so was in the neck, mid back, lower back initially. When she was seen on 2/15/2024, immediately after the accident. Today, patient report that her pains have 60% improved with all the treatment that she's received, including medications, physical therapy, home treatment, acupuncture, massage. And currently, her pain is located in the lower back mainly to the tune of 9, with radiation to the left leg, front and back, but not involving the foot and the toes. She also has some pain in the mid-back, which is around 7. And shoulder pain is also improved to the tune of 6. And she's able to lift to 120 degrees of abduction at this time. And according to her, the left hand locks up. And sometimes there is a numbness and tingling in the left wrist and left hand. She's undergoing physical therapy. And the pain is from 7 to 9. ADLs are affected 8. 60% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, the substance abuse as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 134/77, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 4/22/2024. Dictation number is 0514-042. Plan is to continue the physical therapy, focusing on the mid-back, lower back, the left shoulder, left knee, left leg, 3 times a week, with traction and massage. She is released to the light-duty job, 7 hours, 5 days, with 5-pound lifting limit only. Patient has 60% improvement. Medications are provided to her, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Tylenol codeine is provided 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram 2 times a day for pain relief. Patient is continuing wearing the lower back brace. She's continuing physical therapy. She is provided with a traction device, lumbar traction and neck traction for home use. Her meds are reviewed and the labs have been obtained, which means found to be in compliance. And her MRIs are reviewed again, and she has a disc herniation at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5. L5-S1, for which she is scheduled for lumbar epidural steroid injection, times 4 to 6. She has a bilateral facet arthropathy and ligament of phloem thickening, spinal cord stimulations. In the MRI of the left shoulder, is completely normal and no treatment is required. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.